The Big Breakfast, a Brizzy favourite. Bream, Australia's favourite. But hey, it's not a competition. Bream, steady, hot and strong.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Welcome to the podcast. Friday, the 18th of June, Amato and Margot coming up. Ben Fordham joins the show ahead of the new season of Ninja Warrior. Our NRL insider Dobbo goes inside the crisis at the Broncos and self-dentistry. We asked you, the people of Brisbane, to call in. Have you done a bit of dentist work on yourself? That is all coming up and a lot more in this, the podcast. You can get in touch with the show, Triple M Brisbane, on social media or text 0484 10 1045.
The Big Breakfast's Rugby League Insider. Dobbo, get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Dobbo, how are you, mate? Dobbo, you got to push a button probably.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Well, we all know it was 46-0. I don't know if we worry about the on-field stuff. There was plenty happening after the game, mate. I could hear you asking questions in the press conference. What's been the fallout?
Well, this happened during the course of the game, and it's a big story as it broke. About 5 minutes into the game, it became aware that Tevita Pangai Jr. has been told that he is free to leave the club at any point, almost effective immediately. Now, my understanding is that the West Tigers are the favourites for his services, and he won't play again for the Brisbane Broncos.
Oh.
Now, there's a lot of change there. As this story broke throughout the course of the game, I've never seen anything quite to the point happen. The Broncos released a statement during the game to say that this was actually true and that they had said that he is free to move and move on.
How did it get released?
Like, that's appalling.
How does the game kick off?
Absolutely 100% agree with you, Margo, that this is appalling. But Brent Reed broke the story, and my understanding is somebody from the West Tigers has tipped him off, and he put it on Twitter. It went like wildfire. Uh-huh. I spoke to a Broncos official. I was sitting next to Corey last night, Margo. I spoke to Corey. He said, I don't know about it. Then I spoke to a Broncos official. He said, yes. Dave Donaghy came down at halftime. He briefed all the journalists. They put a press statement out. So when Jonathan Thurston walks out onto the field last night, post-match to talk to Tevita Pangai Jr., Tevita has no idea that this story has broken.
He was completely blindsided.
Blindsided 100%.
And he come off the field after that appalling loss and then was confronted by Jonathan Thurston with the news.
Jonathan Thurston was doing his job, and obviously rightly so. That
absolutely
was
absolutely atrocious.
Remember, the Broncos released a statement during the game to say that this had happened, which is unheard of. I cannot believe that went down.
Okay, so why didn't the Broncos media guy say, no, you can't speak to Tevita Pangai? That's what should have happened.
Why did they put him up?
Well, Margo, Channel 9 have the rights holders to any player on the field post-match. And so Tevita Pangai Jr. potentially thought he might be getting man of the match or might be wanting an interview. There was one player for me. So he didn't actually go to the press conference. Tevita refused to talk to anybody post-match. We went to the press conference. Kevin Walters has said it. Yes, it's happening. Yes, there's a clean-out. There is a major review that has been going on from the strength and conditioning, and I'm telling you, this is all staff.
Now, everyone.
Watch this space. There's stuff that I just can't talk about at the moment, and there's stuff, Margo, that I'm sure you're fully aware of as well. But the Broncos, it will be okay. I need to say this to the Broncos faithful and their fans.
When,
things
Dobbo?
Are going to be, in the next 2 weeks, there will be seismic change at the Brisbane Broncos. And I mean that. And I mean seismic change. We will, and I'll do it on this show as things progress. Kevin Walters and Dave Donaghy have pushed the button. I can tell you that now. There is change about to happen. They have a bye, and it will be happening over the next 10 days, the beginning of it. And there is some major announcements coming to this club.
So, we're talking carnage, aren't we? A lot of people sack, but you're
carnage,
also talking
we're
positive.
Talking, and we're talking player recruitment, but we're also talking an overhaul of all staff. We're talking an overhaul from strength and conditioning, from recruitment, from everything is on the table. Kevin Walters has, and I say this now, I spoke to somebody very close to him yesterday, and he said, if you want to know, Wayne Bennett, the players revolted and the staff, and Wayne Bennett got sacked. We saw that happen. He said they bring in Anthony Seibold, same thing. Kevin Walters is not going to allow that to happen to him. He's a club legend, and if that means there's going to be some people stepped on in the way for him to get this club back on track, I've seen Kevy over the last month, and he has, in his own words, even looked rattled.
He's defeated.
Last night in the press conference is the first time in a month I've seen the resolve that he knows exactly. The plan is in place. The button has been pushed. Change is happening at Red Hill.
Well, we're 15 rounds in. We've got 10 rounds to go. We're 3 wins. Something has got to change. There's no resilience. There's no confidence. Yeah. There's no belief in the team. I feel sorry for them.
Well,
I don't feel sorry. They're professionals.
They're highly paid.
No, the players, Nat Margo, that is not right. The players.
Systematically, the Broncos need help.
Yes, and that's coming. That is coming. But you know what? The players have had 15 weeks to prove they want to wear that jersey, and a lot of them haven't.
I feel sorry for Kevy. I've watched prime ministers and presidents of around the world, after they've been in the job for a while, they get older and older. Kevy's already looking. His head's getting battered. All right, I hope he's going to be all right, Dobbo. Good wrap-up, mate.
Dobbo, NRL Insider. No rush hour tonight, but Dobbo will be calling the Titans Manly game on Sunday. And you can listen to Cowboy Sharks tonight on Triple M and on the Listener app.
Triple M. Hey, listen, I know there was promises. I heard the promo on the way into work this morning that we were going to be talking about me doing some dentistry and it was going to be you. My tooth, a big filling.
I'm concerned.
Dave, just see if you can hear this. This is a filling that came out of my mouth yesterday. You ready? Now, that's my filling. Let me get the microphone back
up there. Have you kept that?
I kept it because...
Better that it's in your hand than actually swallowing it, perhaps, and having to rifle through you.
I'm figuring, like... Things like you can put together things. No, there's a big hole there, and I keep fiddling with it. So I want to, and you know, I've been.
So it's not your actual tooth. It's not a tooth. Filling that you've had put in there before.
Filling, and I ate a butter menthol yesterday, and as I was having,
mate, you were
on
chewing anti-coal yesterday, like they were going out of fashion.
It stuck to that, and I didn't mention it at that time. I thought that's a bit embarrassing when your teeth start falling out, but it was only a filling. It stuck to the anti-coal and came out, okay? Mm. And you know I'm not really a fan of dentists.
No.
So
he hasn't glued that in there properly. Have you got some super glue? I'll chuck it in there for you.
That was the plan. And it sounded all right. In the meeting yesterday, I said, I'll just hang on to this piece of tooth.
Like we're close enough that I could do that for you.
I even brought a pair of long nose pliers so you didn't have to touch this filling.
Have you got super glue?
No.
What would you need? Gorilla glue?
I told Kath said anything on the show tomorrow, and I said, yes, Margo's going to do some dentistry for me.
Arts and craft
she said,
glue.
That is not going to happen.
Bit of clag.
I know.
I've got some clag.
And I'm happy. Because I said, I'm happy to stitch the kid's face up with super glue and stuff, because that's what doctors do now. She said, no, you don't want that stuff. You'll end up getting infected, then you'll be crook, and then I'll have to look after you. So Kath said, you're not having a go. Yeah.
Your teeth are responsible for a lot of health ailments. So you've always got to make sure your teeth are in good stead. Like if you get any bacteria or plaque in there.
So I don't
wreak havoc with you. So what are you going to do now? You're going to get an emergency appointment.
I might have to go to a dentist at some stage of the next 6 weeks.
Well, just pull the whole tooth out. Can we do that? You've got those long pliers.
Oh, jeez, I've done
a few of those. Can I just pull it out for you?
But I remember last year at some stage, I was toying with, remember the dentist gave me a quote, like it's like panel beating.
It was expensive.
It was $3,000 or something. And I think have you got it there, Dave? I think at the time I said, bugger it. I don't know whether I need a dentist.
No more than $2,000 on a dog and probably, you know, $1,000 for me on a tooth, mate, at best.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a back molar that had to be crowned and root canal, and I said, no, pull it out. And guess what? Now I'm regretting it.
Why?
My bite is completely different. My chewing's different.
If I said, listen, that front left one needs to go, it's going to cost you $8,000. Would you say pull it out?
No limit for the front tooth.
Yeah, no limit. She's got pride.
Yeah.
But the back,
it's a big part
out
of your appearance. This one you can't see. Smile?
I don't like smiling anymore.
Wow, Mudder's never smiled before.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
I'll keep it low.
Did you see the cracks in his face? Yeah, Jesus.
Anyway, that's all we're talking about here. I just know that if any radio station is the self-dentistry network, it's us. Can I just go, I'm pulling out of this one, but give me a bit of courage. Tell me that you've done your own dental work, everyone.
1-333-53.
Rob from Ipswich just on the burner phone chipped the corner off a tooth. It kept cutting my lip. See, that's what I'm doing. I put my tongue in there and it's hurting me. So I smoothed it out with a Dremel, you know, and sanding pad worked a treat safe 250.
It's dangerous.
Very thrifty, Rob.
It's dangerous, Marianne from Cabalaba. What are you doing? What's going on? Dentistry at home?
Yeah, so my dad, he actually got top dentures, and I went out to the garage one night and he was out there on the angle grinder modifying them. And I said, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
What was he doing?
So he'd take a little bit off, then stick them back in his gob, run his tongue along them, and then back. Like, a dentist doesn't have that feel. Only you can do that.
And he thought that they looked a little bit too long, so he'd sort of look in the mirror and go, nah, I need a bit more off. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, jumped back on the angle grinder.
Did he still got his dentures? How are they going? Did they
Yeah, he's still got them.
No dramas?
Marianne, can you give him a hug for me next time you see him and say, Marto loves your work? What's his name?
Bill.
Oh,
good on you, Bill. We got a text from Mal saying his brother's father-in-law.
I just deleted it. My bad. Sorry, guys.
Glenn from Ipswich, 133353. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, have you done your own dentistry work, Glenn?
I constantly do my own dentist work. I have lots of rot and holes in my teeth, and I use my screwdriver and my multi-tool and a couple others to pick food out, and I'm always breaking bits off.
Just while you're sitting at the lights and stuff?
Yeah, just in general. So yeah. I've only got one good tooth left and many holes.
Just the one, Glenn.
Who are you, Nanny McPhee?
Glenn. Well, I tried to get them fixed once or twice, but I don't like the dentist. So it's just easier to do it myself.
Where is that one tooth that you've got? Is it upstairs? Is it downstairs? Is it in the front?
How's the speech?
Oh, there's like a crater where my wisdom tooth used to be, and it's next to that one. So then there's like a shard that hangs out next to it. So it's a good place to chew.
Jeez, that's amazing.
Don't give him a steak. Uses a screwdriver as a toothpick. We've got his text back up. Yeah. Sorry, got deleted there before. My brother's father-in-law had a filling come out in the middle of the Simpson Desert.
Yeah.
Not where you want to lose your tooth. Aral dieted it back in.
Yeah.
12 months later, the filling is still going strong.
Okay.
Maybe do you want to
have a go? Hold on. I've put it back in my pocket. Do you want to have a go?
Give me some Sika.
Some Sika. Danny from Clayfield, have you ever done any self-dentistry?
Not myself. It was my father-in-law. He got quoted $3,000 to pull a tooth.
Yep.
And he said, stuff that. I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
He went into he drank half a bottle of scotch, went into the shed, grabbed the pliers, pulled the wrong tooth.
What an idiot. He deserved that. That's called karma, Danny.
Why don't dentists drink half a bottle of scotch before they do the work? We can't, Danny, that is magnificent. Brett from Tingalba, we can't put everyone on, broke top of tooth off, got metal file out and filed it down himself because he's got the feel. He knows what he's looking for in his teeth.
Marto, just book yourself a dentist appointment. Stop being such a tight ass.
No, it's you. You haven't got the courage to help me, have
Give
you?
Give me a paddle pop and some flicker, slicker, whatever it's bloody called, and I'll do it.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Hey, big story last night we're talking about, and it's the business of the future, the marijuana farm. It's right next to World Camp Airport up at Toowoomba.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest one in the world, they're saying. Here's some stats.
It's the biggest medical marijuana facility in the world.
Growing 500 tonnes of cannabis a year in three glasshouses spread out over 40 hectares, the equivalent of 74 football fields.
What about
that?
I know, that's all right. And the reason they're putting it next to the airport is because going to start shipping it out, grow it, ship it out. It's something the Comancheros could only dream of, an operation of this scale.
Well, they announced a few months ago now, that you don't need a prescription for a certain amount of medicinal marijuana over the counter, that you can just
go in and get
it.
Capsules. So go to
but it's not readily available, and so we need people growing it and harvesting it so that we can have access to
it. Have a listen to some of the magnitude of this farm.
We have to plant 20,000 plants a day and harvest 20,000 plants a day. We expect we're going to be over $1 billion in sales a year.
$1 billion in sales a year.
It's doing a lot of good, though. It's helping a lot of people in pain.
The medicine
The medical marijuana,
apparently. But the thing is, like, we're always looking, could be a tourist attraction, like the Big Bong, you just come on, walk through, like that'll be the merch centre, and you have a look at the farm going, because there's a lot of enthusiastic amateurs out there, as you're probably aware, and some of you, I don't know if you're listening now, you're probably not up, but you could be getting a job.
Construction on the $400 million facility is due to begin in August, creating up to 500 jobs. When it opens, it'll employ another 1,000 people.
1,000 people. There's blokes squirreling away up in their ceilings who could be going to Toowoomba and getting a full-time job. And quite simply, you know how if you work at the brewery, you get a jug of beer a day. If you work at a biscuit factory, you get the broken biscuits.
Oh.
There'll be a scrap bin next to the car park for the workers, and
if you need some
just
of the
free joints,
well, just grab a handful and off you go home each arvo.
Oh, the big bowl. Breakfast Triple M. Marto, I saw a staggering figure yesterday that made me go, oh, Jesus. Michael Jordan for Nike. Obviously, the endorsement of Air Jordans. They've really kind of come full circle. They've been very trendy. My kids are all about, oh, Mum, I need a pair of Air Jordans.
Would they even know who Michael Jordan is, your kids?
Probably not.
Really, no.
$3.5 billion Michael Jordan and that Nike collaboration has made Nike. I don't know how much it's made Michael Jordan, but Nike have made $3.5 billion off the back of a pair of sneakers. Well,
the reason they started talking about that, the start of that story, I do know what you're talking about, was Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo from Portugal.
The soccer player.
Euro 2020 is on at the moment. And he went into that press conference and there were two bottles of Coke sitting in front of him. And before the journo started asking questions, he grabbed those two bottles, put them out a shot because obviously they're not paying him personally. He went, I'm not being linked with Coke with sponsoring the tournament. He couldn't give a stuff. He grabbed them, put them away from the camera so they wouldn't be showing on screen, grabbed a bottle of water and just went, agua, to the journalist, suggesting this was far better for you rather than Coca-Cola. Coke's shares overnight went down $5 billion in value. Went down because because little kids around the world who love Cristiano Ronaldo would go, I'm not drinking Coke. Ronaldo hates it. So that's what the power of a celebrity can do to your product.
Yeah, celebrity endorsement. And I can tell you what, here in Australia, I'll tell you who's really ramped up the celebrity endorsement. Uber Eats. They've been bringing in the big guns. I mean, they've got John Farnham, Jimmy Barnes. They've had Hamish and Andy. They've got Ray Martin on at the moment as well. And then there's these guys, don't
Tonight,
forget.
I'll be eating pesto gnocchi and garlic bread to keep me carved up. Hey, Kim, what are you going to have?
Tonight, I'll be eating a chicken schnitty with chips and chicken salt.
Of course, my favourite, Kim Kardashian and Sharon Strzelecki.
Well, Magda
Szubanski.
Do you really want to look like Magda Szubanski? Like, have they improved things or is that a good celebrity endorsement?
Well, I'm not sure, Marto. But obviously, to counter that, then the other food delivery service, Menulog, they upped their ante. Did somebody say Menulog? Me. Get delivery like a G. See, hungry dog. They brought in the big guns, big Snoop Doggy Dog. You know, obviously.
Is that a joke that he's on them? Because he doesn't he smoke a lot of green cigarettes?
Well, he has been.
So he's always hungry. Is that what they're saying? He always
munchies.
Needs a feed, yeah.
Yeah. But there is plenty of endorsements that have been good and bad, of course. Pepsi over the years have had Michael Jackson endorsement.
Do you follow that? Would you
Britney
get a Pepsi
Spears,
because
Kendall
of Michael Jackson?
Jenner.
What does she do?
Pepsi. They've all endorsed Pepsi over the years. And it hasn't really encouraged me to want to drink Pepsi or one or the other.
Can I just say one that not many grabbed me, but this young fella, you might know his name, but I went and got a boom lift the other day based on this ad.
Take it up!
Fair income, and I told you, I do know the bloke
Tatiana.
Who runs the company.
Are they not the best sets of height for hire?
As soon as I think about it.
Tatiana.
Thank you, Alf. Where else would you go?
Yeah.
I need height. That's right. That's a beauty. Like some of them work, some of them don't.
I could imagine marketing would fall pretty flat on you, Marto, but I am a marketer's dream. I sell it to me and I'll buy it. What celebrity endorsement suckered you in? What got you?
Oh, okay.
You saw it and just, you know, it just kind of sits back in the subconscious and then eventually you see it and you're like, oh yeah, I've seen the ads for that. The song gets in your head. It's catchy. Like, did somebody say him in your dog? I always sing that when I'm hungry.
The other one is NRMA. Remember they used to sponsor the Broncos?
Oh, yeah.
Big Broncos fans. They changed their insurance because they believed in that. That's a celebrity endorsement.
Well, my husband was the face of the NRMA insurance ads for a few years there, and we've always had our insurance with NRMA through the Broncos and continued.
So it works.
Price match guarantee, Marto.
Listen to Liam from Burpengary. He doesn't reckon it works on the burner phone. Mike Tyson, Warwick Kappa, Charlie Sheen ads mean I will never take my car to Ultra Tune. Be warned.
I mean, me listening to Luke Boner on Triple M in the morning every morning on my drive into work. He got me. I got onto the power pollen for a little bit. Now you're on it too, Marto.
I didn't buy it. I inherited your bottle.
I gave you mine. Steve from Nunda, 133353. Did a celebrity endorsement get you or maybe it turned you off?
Well, no, it certainly got me. I was probably around about 12 years old, 13 years old, and there was a fella by the name of Paul Hogan on TV, and he said, anyhow, have a Winfield.
Oh, Jesus.
And took me 40 years to get off the buggers.
He used to be the big face. He used to play in front of an orchestra and everyone thought, oh, it's classy to have a durry.
I don't think it was Paul Hogan that kept him on the durries. I think it was nicotine.
No, but you get on
kept him.
Him Hogue's got him on.
What about Craig from Allen Grove texted through and said, we'll never use menu log because he can't stand Snoop Dogg. So there's a few celebrities turning people off.
That's what happens.
What got you on board, though, Steve from Eaton's Hill?
Yeah, g'day, guys. It's a weird one, though, because it's not really a celebrity. Pepsi decided to sponsor the Falcon Touring Car team, and they created the Pepsi Max team.
Yeah.
And I said, what's this Pepsi Max stuff? I went, oh, I'll give it a go. I've been drinking it ever since, even though they no longer sponsor the team. Yeah. And the Falcon team, that Chaz Winterbottom and Mark, Mark Winterbottom and Chaz Mostert, Mozzie and Frosty.
Yeah.
That's their celebrities, I suppose.
Yeah, Chaz Mostert. He's big time.
Mozzie owns one of the biggest crashes on the mountain in a Falcon.
Yeah,
and I've been drinking Pepsi Max ever since, and they don't sponsor the team anymore.
That's amazing.
It's one of those things, I think. You're either a Pepsi Max or a Coke person. Like, I won't go to some fast food outlets because they don't serve Coke, because I'd rather drink.
You've got standards, haven't you?
I do.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
It's on again, ladies and gentlemen, straight after the news on Channel 9 on Sunday, June 20. Yes, Mount Midoriyama is going to bite back, and the man behind the microphone, yes, the main commentator, Ben Fordham, good morning.
Marto, is Margo there as well, or are you flying
Fordo.
Solo?
She's hey, here,
Margo.
Mate.
How are you, mate?
Well, let's face it, he couldn't really do it without you, could he?
No, he couldn't, of course. Jesus. This is the Margo experience.
Are you reading off something there?
No, and can you just clarify, when you say I'm the main commentator on Australian Ninja Warrior, Rebecca Madden, Shane Crawford, Nick Kyrgios, they may argue that point.
Yeah, we heard Freddie Flintoff is not going to be there. What happened? You got Nick Kyrgios in there. Do you know that Marto hates Nick Kyrgios, Ben? Have you heard this story?
Don't say it.
Well, I've actually been busted because I once said that Nick Kyrgios belonged in a straitjacket and should be medicated, and he was the biggest tool in Australia.
Well, then
all of a sudden I had to work with him, and we got along like a house on fire.
Is he a good bloke? Because Marto claims that he killed his dad.
He was involved in the death of my father.
Nick Kyrgios.
Have you guys got lawyers there at Triple M or not anymore?
Can you not tell him about this? Because it might upset
him. We might not be able to get an interview with him.
You know what? Yeah. He was actually a really good bloke to work with. And you know, the only reason he's on the show, because some people will be thinking, what's Nick Kyrgios on Ninja Warrior for?
Yeah, why?
Because when we got the tennis rights, Channel 9 said to him, oh, look, it'd be good to throw you on TV a bit more. And he goes, put me on that ninja show. And they went, why? And he said, because I know it back to front. I've watched every episode. So he's a bit of a super fan. So when he turned up, we didn't need to tell him anything. He just knew what to do. And he was right into it. He was really good. We've completely revved it up. So it's bigger, badder, and meaner than ever before. We've also created an underwater obstacle. You've got to dive into a pool, and then you've got to swim through these kind of underwater chambers and unlock doors and gates and locks and
you know Houdini
all that
already
kind of stuff.
Did that, hey?
No, I know. But there wasn't money on the line for Houdini, you see, where we've got a couple of hundred grand on the
How
line if someone
it?
Makes it. Yeah, it's a couple of hundred grand if someone makes it all the way through.
I heard that you had a relatively uneasy conversation about being a certain somebody's groomsman. We had lunch with your best mate, Ben Dobbin, yesterday, our NRL insider.
Are you really
Dobbo.
The best man at his wedding?
He said, do you want to be the MC or the best man? And I said, a bit like that girl on the taco ad, I said, why not both?
He also said you won't wear a suit to match the rest of the groom's party.
Look, I said I'll do whatever I'm required to do, but I did make the point, Margo, and any bloke listening to this will back me up. Is there anything worse than having to wear some suit that someone's making you wear for
Ill-fitted.
A wedding?
Like,
there is nothing worse. You know, need one suit to go to court and one suit for a funeral, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, like I've got blue suits, and he said, oh, no, I'm going to buy you a blue suit. I said, mate, why would you waste your money in buying me a suit? You know what I mean? Like, and the only people anyone wants to look at a wedding are the bride and the groom. No one wants to look at anyone else.
Pissed bridesmaids are pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
If we're honest, Fordo, he does have a track record. I mean, this is his second wedding, potentially.
Oh, there might be a few
maybe not his last. What do you reckon?
Whoa.
That's some gear for you emceeing right there.
I just want to say, in case Amity's listening, his soon-to-be bride.
Yes.
He has absolutely won the gold medal there, mate. She is gorgeous, and she's thoughtful and she's just a wonderful girl.
She is beautiful. And if there was ever a situation where you could use batting Merrins, this is it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, mate, we'll see you Sunday, Channel 9, as they try to get up Matt Midoriyama. Ninja Warriors on this Sunday, 7 p.m. Ben Fordham, champion, mate.
Good on you, Marto. Thanks, Margo.
Thanks, Ben. A Big Breakfast with Marto
and Margo. Triple M. Here, thanks to Ream. It's Australia's favourite hot water.
Oh, God. Everyone, that's how it gets Brisbane going every day. Gets the world going every day, Ream. Mm. Fire up and
gets
off to work.
Gets me going, especially when songs like this come on. Don't Ream, it's over.
Oh, wow. Special. And now.
Your new Ream jingle,
it's my
Margo.
New Ream jingle.
Fair enough, too. Mm. Why wouldn't you? They'll be going 80 years. They're looking for that freshness that you provide. Sorry,
what was
Ream.
Today's one?
Ream Believer.
Ream Believer. That's it. Ream Weaver. I can't believe you get me through
right,
the
we
night.
We got the message.
With over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia, Ream has been building Aussie Tough water heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions for the very best in hot
80
water.
Years.
Install a Ream.
Triple M's Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
But Wally would have been hanging his head in shame, the first ever Broncos captain at that 46-0 loss to the Rabbitohs last night, round 15. And as on our burner phone, Barry says, Barry from Oxley, when does this so-called Kevolution start? I know what you're saying.
It was sad to read in the paper this morning. I read online the Broncos being described as pathetic. Like, that's pretty rock bottom, isn't it? Like, I know we've been poor and I feel bad for them. My son Wiley and I watched the game together last night and he didn't want to leave at halftime. He wanted to watch because it was only 18-0 and he thought, Mum, the Broncos can come back. And then at the end of it, he just simply turned to me and he said, what's wrong with them?
Listen to this one. You ready?
I don't know, mate.
These are on the burner phone overnight. Mary from Alchester. This goes along with that. It's a sad state of affairs when my 8-year-old boy goes to bed in tears after a Broncos loss and then wakes up in the morning and asks if he can start following the Titans.
Oh, no.
Shame.
What about this one? Imagine having Reece Walsh and Sam Walker at your club and then letting them go so you can have Tyson Gamble, an 87-year-old Carmichael Hunt in your side, Brad from Brighton reckons.
Let's talk Carmichael for one moment here.
Look, he's not an NRL player.
He's old.
Yeah.
His body can't do what his brain would like him to do. And that's for me. I think I could play for the Broncos, but I know I can't. And he's only 34. He shouldn't be out there. It's shameful.
What about Michael from Carina? The
Hold
best
on.
Part
can
about
I just, before you read Michael out, this is exactly what I've written on my notes. I'm thinking like Michael, because if you're a Queensland fan, it's happened in the last few weeks, and a Broncos fan, read out Michael's. This is me.
The best part about being a Broncos fan, I'm no longer going to work on Friday hungover and tired. I can now go to bed stone cold sober before 9.
Have you noticed me on a Friday lately?
Marto.
I've been going to bed. I haven't been rolling in here going, oh, I'm crook. No, I'm bright-eyed bushy-tar because the Broncos are so shat.
Kerry from Redbank Plains obviously was at the Broncos last night because two tickets to the Broncos cost $70. Two jerseys for my husband and I was $350. Two pies and two beers at the footy. Take out a second mortgage. The Broncos players again coming out and saying we just didn't turn up today. Well, boys, keep going like this, and us fans will stop turning up as well.
Less than 20,000 there last night. Did you hear
that they were giving away tickets? If you bought one, you got one free.
Oh, are they doing that with the pies? I'd go then. Hey, listen, Kevy, after the game, geez, his press conference went for a fair while. We can't play at all, obviously. But this is what he's saying. It's not now just a few little tinkering bits and pieces.
We've got a plan at our place. We've been saying it all year about restructuring our roster. So that's what it's about. We need to restructure our whole football club.
Blowing it up and going to start again.
Did you hear it? Like that press conference, like you said, it went. He said that, you know, we've got to do a restructure and we're going to have a big clean out. And then 5 minutes later, he goes, no, it's not a restructure. We've just got to have a good, hard look at ourselves. Which one is it, Kev? Do you need to restructure or you just need to have a good, hard look at yourself? Because if you had a good, hard look at yourself, you'd bloody give yourself the...
Wouldn't you uppercut? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to say...
Were you going to say something else?
Give you the hook.
Oh, sack yourself.
Yeah, sack yourself.
No, well, listen, on that point, in the press conference that came out, 10 minutes into the game, somehow the Australian newspaper has released a story, and the commentators are all onto it, saying that Tevita Pangai Jr. has been told, go somewhere else.
He was told 2 days ago.
Kevy, on his day off.
On his day off, and then it was announced before the team's
about to run off.
You've got
to go to the /bikey headquarters to get your hair cut, and the Broncos say, come in, we need to have a chat, and they tell him you're free to have a look, to go and talk to the West Tigers.
2 years on his contract. What a shame.
Kevy did address it.
Why Tavita, Kimmy?
No real reason why Tavita. It's just, you know, we've got to restructure our roster. That's what we have to do. So not everyone can stay. So that's why.
That's why. Why can't everyone stay? Because they're not very good. That was 46-0. And hold on, if you go to the super coach and you keep hearing the rumours, Wayne's coming next year. Did he have any advice in his press conference?
How do you feel about the state of Broncos? What do you make of it?
You haven't got enough time for me to tell you, so move on. Next question. No advice. Struggling myself.
No advice.
Was that a scoff from Wayne? Have I got any advice? What do I think of them? Have you got enough time?
He copped a 50-point flogging a few weeks ago. Anyway, the Broncos, if you didn't hear, they're not going very well.
Hey, if you want to challenge your mates for the chance to win 50 grand, get on KFC Supercoach NRL. Register today, supercoach.com.au.
Triple M. Marto, at the beginning of the show this morning, we reflected upon the week and all of the apologies we needed to make for those who we may have offended.
Hey.
But at the end of the show, we like to reflect on the good times and all of the hard work we did. And here's a little look at it.
The Big Breakfast, Players of the Week.
On Monday, kicked off the week with an injury. At the Parker household, Margot's eldest son fractured his thumb ahead of his school athletics carnival. So he turned to his mum for advice.
While he deliberated with me last night over dinner, he said, Mum, should I run with my guard on or without the guard on? And I said, well, I think maybe with the guard so that it reminds you that it's there. And if you do fall, you don't put your hand down to protect yourself.
But it could unbalance you as you're running with you using your arms to run.
He said I could always knock the bloke out beside me to get ahead.
Spoken like the son of a rugby league player.
On Tuesday, we asked you to call in with your best battery-operated tool, and Paul from North Lakes called in with an amazing one, a remote control Esky.
The best thing about it is you drive it over to your mate. Where you want to be? Press the button, up it pops, grabs his beard, smacks it back down. Oi, want a beer over the other side? And everyone gets looked after.
Oh, you men are simple creatures, aren't you?
Are we? To Wednesday, and Marto brought the story of a couple of dumb criminals who, after a robbery, chose a pretty interesting getaway car.
But here's the dumb bit.
Attempting to make a getaway in a maxi taxi.
Oh, for Christ.
Hey, get a getaway car. You have a guy out the front in a stolen vehicle and away you go. You don't go, we get a tummy.
Mate, maybe their driver called in sick that morning for the getaway car and they were left with no other option.
And yesterday on the show, during a chat about fire pits, Marto let Margo into the minds of married men everywhere.
Have you ever looked around at a barbecue when there's a fire burning and just notice that the women are congregating somewhere completely away from the fire
looking away.
Just men standing around with a beer in their hand staring into the fire. And I said to Corey, like, no one ever took
do you
they
know
don't
what
talk
we're thinking?
To each other.
Do you know what we're thinking?
That's what I said to Corey. What are you thinking? He's
if
like,
I never got married, how good life would it be?
And now Friday, end of another week. This morning on the show,
the business of the future, the marijuana farm, it's right next to World Camp Airport. The biggest one in the world, they're saying.
Growing 500 tonnes of cannabis a year.
What about
that?
I know, that's all right. Like, we're always looking, could be a tourist attraction, like the Big Bong. You know, you just come on, walk through, like that'll be the merch centre.
And now let's wrap up the plays of the week with one of the great radio silences of all time, when Margo did what she loves to do most. Sing.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Thanks, Harry. That's been great.
Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Brisbane. Thanks, Marto and Margo. It's been great. See you next week.
Oi, want a beer over the other side?
Yes, thanks, Paul.
Time for the guys to hit the showers. Does your hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ring.